Welcome to Evening Prayer on Thursday, 2nd of July. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. There shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie with the kid, the calf, the lion, and the fatling together, with a little child to lead them. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of knowledge of the Lord, as the waters covered the sea. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. That this evening may be holy, good, and peaceful, let us pray with one heart and mind. As our evening prayer rises before you, O God, so may your mercy come down upon us to cleanse our hearts, and set us free to sing your praise, now and forever. Amen. Psalm 78, Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness, and grieved him in the desert. Again and again they tempted God, and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, in the day when he redeemed them from the enemy. How he had wrought his signs in Egypt, and his wonders in the field of Zoan. He turned their rivers into blood, so that they could not drink from their streams. He sent swarms of flies among them, which devoured them, and frogs which brought them ruin. He gave their produce to the caterpillar, the fruit of their toil to the locust. He destroyed their vines with hailstones, and their sycamore trees with the frost. He delivered their cattle to hailstones, and their flocks to thunderbolts. He set loose on them his blazing anger, fury, displeasure, and trouble, a troop of destroying angels. He made a way for his anger, and spared not their souls from death, but gave their life over to pestilence. He smote their firstborn of Egypt, the first fruits of their strength in the tents of Ham. But he led out his people like sheep, and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. He led them to safety, and they were not afraid, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. He brought them to his holy place, the mountain which his right hand took in possession. He drove out nations before them, and shared out to them their inheritance. He settled the tribes of Israel in their tents. Yet still they tested God Most High and rebelled against him and would not keep his commandments. They turned their back and fell away like their forebears, starting aside like unstrung bull. They grieved him with their hill altars and provoked him to displeasure with their idols. God heard and was greatly angered and utterly rejected Israel. He forsook the tabernacle of Silhah and the tent of his presence on earth. He gave the ark of his strength into captivity, his splendor into the adversary's hand. He delivered his people to the sword and raged against his inheritance. The fire consumed the young men. There was no one to lament their maidens. Their priests fell by the sword, and their widows made no lamentation. When the Lord woke, as out of sleep, like a warrior who had been overcome with wine, he struck his enemies from behind and put them into perpetual shame. He rejected the tent of Joseph and chose not the tribe of Ephraim, but he chose tribes of Judah and the hill of Zion, which he loved. And there he built a sanctuary like the heights of heaven, like the earth, which he founded forever. He chose David, also his servant, and took him away from the sheepfold. From following the ewes with their lambs, he took him, that he might shepherd Jacob, his people, and Israel, his inheritance. So he shepherded them with a devoted heart, and with skillful hands he guided them. Tremble, O earth, at the presence of the Lord, God our shepherd, in all our wanderings and temptations. Teach us to rest in your mercy and trust in your defense. Through him who laid down his life for us, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. Amen. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. I have called you by name. You are mine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. Let us pray. Lord, may our lives be full of grace. Full of grace when we feel rejected, ignored, or forgotten. Full of grace when we want to be bitter and jealous. Full of grace when we dare to say what we actually feel. Full of grace when you set us before us, the people who know we should forgive. May our lives be full of grace. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.